So I'm about to talk to somebody now who is a trends expert. And when I first saw this title, I thought that must mean they know when flares are in, they know when skinny jeans are in, and they know exactly how to wear their hair. Turns out it's not that. It's Google Trends. Time to say hello to Hannah Glennie. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm excited to see the results of Google this year. So everybody knows what Google is. In fact, it's often now used as a verb, isn't it? People tell you to go and Google something. So we're having a look at what people have actually been searching in 2017. And you have a variety of top searches.
So what we're releasing today are our 2017 year in search results, and these highlight the topics that have really captured the UK's attention in the past 12 months, and they really remind us of what has made this year so unique. So Meghan Markle tops our overall list of top trending searches for this year, probably due to the news we had in November of a royal engagement. Mm-hmm. And it's probably important to just say up front too, what we're looking at here are top trending searches, and that means search terms that have seen the biggest spike in interest over the course of the year as compared to last year. And looking at that allows us to kind of capture the spirit of the times and what's really been hot over the past year, rather than looking for the most searched terms, which might be things like what's the bus timetable or local weather. So as I said, Meghan comes in at the top of the list, but also some of this year's biggest news events feature really prominently. So Hurricane Irma, the Manchester bombing, Grenfell Tower, all of those things are featuring really highly in the top trending search list this year. And what's been really great to see too is a real spike in interest for how people can get involved. So people searching for how they can volunteer to help with Grenfell Tower, how they can donate to causes related to Manchester, as well as searching for more information about those things.
There's a whole variety of different sort of categories that you've got these results in as well. So there are top trending recipe queries that people want to make something new. There are music number ones. There's sporting events. There's top trending people, of which, of course, Meghan Markle is the top. The category that I find most interesting is the how-to queries. Do you want to give us a bit of a top 10 rundown of what we asked Google how to do this year?
Absolutely. And I would just start by saying 2017 was the year of how. So we've seen more how queries than ever before in Google search, which is really encouraging. So people aren't just looking for information, but they're searching for ways to take action, whatever that may be. And the how-to questions range from everything to how to stay young, how to mine bitcoins. Bitcoin is a buzzword of the year across lots of different lists. But top of the list is how to make slime. And I don't know why that is. You know, our lists are open to interpretation. We're just providing the snapshot. But people are searching how to make slime fluffy, how to make slime stretchy, how to make slime sticky. And then they're searching how to get slime out of the carpet and out of my clothes.
Oh,
so this
no.
is a real buzzword for people right across the UK.
We are happy because we are in Yorkshire, and on the top list, which I imagine must be in it a lot, how to make Yorkshire pudding.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Great to see that there, because actually in the dedicated top trending recipe category, there's a much more kind of international feel. So we've got classics like chili con carne, spag bol, beef bourguignon, all of those top the list, and some of the more typically English things come further down. Although, if you then look across to music, Ed Sheeran, Harry Styles, and others, there's a much more kind of distinctly British feel. So all of these lists are available at google.co.uk/2017. It is worth going in and having a bit of an explore.
Well, I know we've looked back over 2017, Hannah, but do you dare do a prediction for 2018? Is anybody able to look or predict into the future to see what do we think we'll be searching for? Obviously, news events and people who do something weird and wonderful, we won't know, but can you hazard a guess?
Oh, that's such a tricky question. And as you say, if you look at this year's list, some of the biggest news events, some unfortunate losses of great talents like Ruth Forsyth, for example, are in the list. So those are things that we can't predict. And I think it would be pretty dangerous to make any firm predictions. But in a personal sense, World Cup fever has already gripped my household. So I would imagine, you know, searches for that will start to ramp up next year. And Meghan, as we said, tops the overall trending list, and with a royal wedding next year, that may continue. We'll see.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Hannah Glennie. You are a trends expert from Google. It's been lovely to talk to you, and a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Happy Christmas to you too.